Justin Flupak with you now, joined by Coach Eric Tate, talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats with two good wins to talk about. Now 10-6 on the season, tied for second at 8-2 in the Big 7 League. Overtime win against Nemaha Central by one, and then a good win against Jeff West earlier this week. But let's go back to the Nemaha Central game, another one that you really didn't start that strong, Coach, and kind of struggled through the first half. But your team played a lot different in that second half, and just the grit they showed, making some free throws, obviously, at the end of regulation to force OT and then win it. That's a tough team in a tough place, and hopefully, I guess you can look back here in a couple weeks, and I feel like that was maybe a game and a statement type of win that could help turn things back in the right direction for you.
You know, we were really pleased. Came out and got to another slow start, but, you know, the second half, we came out and I think we played with some fire. You know, I was listening back to the game, and you guys said, you know, we just need some guys that step up and are excited and show some passion. I think we got that going again in the second half. And, I mean, we just played a lot harder. We defended a lot more tough. And we got down. We finished some shots. We got the ball to the hole. We didn't shoot well from the three-point line once again, but we shot extremely well from the free throw line. So there was a lot of positives to take away. Still a lot of things to correct, and that's great to, you know, go up to Seneca, a tough place, like you said, and come out with a win and still feel like there's a lot to improve on. So down the stretch, you know, you want to be playing good ball, but, you know, if there's still things to correct, that's good too.
And you not only backed up that win, but you got off to a great start. And, man, that energy level, of course it helps when Tyson throws down a couple dunks, but the energy level in that first quarter when you jumped out on Jeff West 20-8 and just seemed like kind of maintained a double-digit lead through the rest of the game, I'm sure you would have liked to maybe put the hammer down at some point in that game, but at least the good start against Jeff West kind of set the tone and proved to be more than enough Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty simple pregame discussion. We just said, you know, energy creates itself, so we got to come out, we got to play. It's no secret what we're doing, and it's no secret what causes us to struggle, and that's defensive pressure. And, you know, when we come out and we pressure people, that's the best way to get ourselves rolling. Our guys, you know, if we can get out, we can get some steals on the defensive end, and get, you know, we're best kind of in transition. So when we get out, we run the floor, we go finish. Tyson gets a couple opportunities, throw one down, and the energy level is going to be high. And it's good to see. It's good to have that. But you know, that's something we got to have night in, night out. Because I mean, you've seen it night in, night out. We can't get down and be fighting back all night. So it was good to see, and that's got to be something we continue to do game after game.
52-29, Holton beats Jeff West. We've talked about different players throughout the season. A lot of times everybody's talking about points, maybe rebounds. I mean, but I want to ask you about Ashton Schrick and defensively. I felt like last night, like his defensive mindset was maybe just a whole nother level. And maybe that's kind of what you've been preaching and looking for your seniors. I mean, you don't have to go dunk it or go out and score 15 to provide some energy. Can you talk about just maybe Schrick and that defensive mindset that you're trying to established throughout the whole team?
Yeah, you know, we've been going through this stretch, and Ashton was sick for a game, but you know, I feel like he might not be the most vocal. He says stuff in practice. He'll say things, but he's one of those guys that just comes out, and you know, he's going to do it by the way he plays. And you know, he's certainly by no means leading us in you know, threes made or points or any of those things, but he's found his role and he knows what he's great at. And you got to have those guys. I think we have a lot of guys that know their role and know how to get themselves going. You know, he hit that three early, the first three of the game, first possession of the game, and I think that got him going. But you know, we gotta have those guys, and we gotta have that intensity. And I think he's learned and he's found that role that he can be that guy, and he can provide a spark by, you know, not necessarily scoring 16, 20 points a game by his defensive intensity. And, you know, it's very rare that his guy, is getting an offensive rebound. So, you know, he's our probably shortest guy. Maybe Bodie's a little bit shorter. I don't know, but, out of the guys that, you know, touch the court majority of the minutes, he might be our smallest guy, and he plays, he might play with the most fire and the most intensity. So I think that just permeates throughout the team, and it spreads, and I think it's a great, great energy that he brings, and it's a great thing that he brings to our team.
Good to see Corbin Fox, a freshman, get in, hit a three-pointer late in that game as well. Hopefully he can keep it rolling. A finally home affair this Friday night against Tiawatha, and then at Riverside next Tuesday. We'll see you Friday night, Coach. Thanks for your time, and good luck.
Yep, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Coach Eric Tate of the Holton Boys, the Wildcat Weekly Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmers State Bank in Holton.